Chapter 5. Sustainment. Sustainment is the provision of logistics, financial management, personnel services, and health service support necessary to maintain operations until successful mission completion. ADP 4.0. Sustainment provides freedom of action, extends operational reach, and prolongs endurance to unified land operations. It is essential to retaining and exploiting the initiative. Sustainment provides the support necessary to maintain operations until mission accomplishment. MEB commanders use their assets to maintain the momentum of operations and enhance the capabilities of their forces. This chapter discusses sustainment of the MEB. Planning. The sustainment warfighting function is defined as the related tasks and systems that provide support and services to ensure freedom of action, extend operational reach, and prolong endurance. See ADP 3.0. Sustainment encompasses the elements of logistics, personnel services, financial management, and health service support required for mission accomplishment. Logistics is planning and executing the movement and support of forces. The elements of logistics include maintenance, transportation, supply, field services, distribution, operational contract support, and general engineering. The Army Health Service Support is support and services performed, provided, and arranged by the Army Medicine to promote, improve, conserve, or restore the behavioral and physical well-being of personnel by providing direct patient care that includes medical treatment, organic and area support, and hospitalization, medical evacuation, to include medical regulating, and medical logistics, to include blood management. Personnel services include human resources, HR support, legal support, religious support, and band support. Financial management encompasses finance operations and resource management. This chapter discusses how the MEB sustains itself. The MEB is a unique organization that can expand to employ a wide range of capabilities, each with their own sustainment needs. Operational planners must ensure that MEB sustainment planning is conducted as early as possible and continue to monitor as the mission changes to effectively sustain the MEB throughout the operation. Because the MEB no longer has a BSB, the MEB S4 must work with the higher echelon headquarters and the sustainment command headquarters to conduct MET-TC analysis to ensure that the MEB has the required sustainment support to ensure mission success. The MEB staff synchronizes operations across all six warfighting functions to generate and maintain combat power. It plans tactical logistics. The MEB S4, S1, brigade surgeon, and chaplain are the principal sustainment planners for the MEB. The S4 is the principal sustainment executor. Logistics synchronization for the brigade is done between the primary staff sections and S4. The MEB commander designates who will oversee logistics synchronization for the brigade. The MEB commander may elect to use the deputy commanding officers, the XO, or the brigade S4, to oversee logistics synchronization for the brigade. The MEB obtains the logistics preparation of the theater information and products from the supporting sustainment brigade and the higher echelon headquarters concept of operations and integrates this with their IPB. The S4 and S1 maintain a continuous sustainment estimate during all operations. They use the logistics estimate to determine sustainment capabilities, anticipate support requirements, identify and resolve shortfalls, and develop support plans. They integrate into all planning what is needed to develop and synchronize sustainment with maneuver and fire plans. Sustainment commanders and planners must thoroughly understand the mission, tactical plans, and the MEB commander's intent. The MEB must know the mission, task organization, and concept of operations for all subordinate battalions and attachments under MEB control. Higher headquarters sustainment plans, known and anticipated branch plans and sequels, density of personnel and equipment of each subordinate unit, known and anticipated enemy situation and capabilities, capabilities and limitations of subordinate units, host nation support and contract capabilities, size and capabilities of local population civil infrastructure, capacity and capability of local government and non-governmental agencies, cultural considerations in the MEB AO. The MEB does not necessarily need to establish a brigade support area. Given the MEB mission, it will typically be collocated with a support battalion providing general support to the MEB and other units in the support area. MEB operations may require split-based sustainment operations. The S4 may conduct replenishment operations within the MEB support AO or within the AO of a unit that the MEB is supporting. Logistics planners must understand the MEB current and projected sustainment capabilities. They use information collected from personnel and logistics reports and operational reports to determine the personnel, equipment, and supply status of each unit within the MEB. They consider the disposition and condition of all supporting sustainment units and individual unit-level capabilities. They analyze this data and the current situation to determine the MEB logistical capabilities and limitations. Sustainment planners must anticipate and understand support requirements of a tactical plan, or COA. Running estimates are a critical tool for achieving shared understanding. The S1, Surgeon, and S4 analyze all COAs and modifications to current plans. They assess their sustainment feasibility, identify support requirements, and determine requirements for synchronization. The S1 and S4, like the commander, must visualize how the operation will unfold to determine critical requirements for each sustainment element. They consider the requirements for each sustainment element during all phases of an operation. They analyze each COA and consider the type and duration of the operation, task organization, tasks, and sustainment requirements of subordinate forces, medical and maintenance profile of units to be assigned or attached, ramifications of tactical operations such as gap, river crossings, tactical pauses, long movements, preparatory fires or defenses, need for special equipment, supplies, or service, requirements to separate, disassemble, configure, uncrate, or transload supplies above normal requirements, requirements for reconstitution, required varieties and quantities of all classes of supplies, especially Class 3, 5, 8, and 9, requirements for support of reconnaissance forces, security operations, or deception efforts, need for Class 4 and 5 obstacle material, positioning of combat trains and other supporting logistics elements, casualty numbers and likely locations, large-scale decontamination operations in support of BCTs or consequence management decontamination operations, area damage control preparations and response, minimal essential stability tasks to support the operation. The S4's analysis also includes estimated attrition based on likely outcomes of subordinate missions. Analysis of estimated attrition primarily focuses on critical systems. The S1, in coordination with the Surgeon, assists by projecting potential personnel losses through development of the casualty estimate. To perform this analysis, current unit personnel and equipment densities, standard planning factors, operations logistics software, and historical data are used in conjunction with the operations logistics plan. When analyzing COAs, this projection helps the commander understand the potential losses and associated risks of each COA. To understand the MEB capabilities and determine support requirements, logistics planners apply a MET-TC analysis to the operation. The S4, in coordination with a Surgeon, S1, and all elements of the MEB staff, must balance support requirements and priorities with available sustainment capabilities. They consider existing stockage, anticipated receipts, capacities, and capabilities. They must assess the status of all sustainment functions, logistics, personnel services, financial management, and health service support, required to support the MEB and compare them to available capabilities. They identify potential shortfalls, then take or recommend actions to eliminate or reduce their effect on the operation. When a sustainment shortfall is identified, The sustainment planners take every available action to eliminate or reduce its effect. They must understand its potential impact on the force, the risk it presents to mission accomplishment, its duration, and which requirement exceeded the unit capabilities. They analyze the shortfall to determine its cause, such as battle losses, supply availability, resource availability, equipment, man-hours, or distribution shortfall. They consider the following actions to resolve a shortfall. Shifting supplies or assets by phase of the operation. Requesting support or additional assets from higher headquarters. Using alternative distribution methods. Considering the use of host nation support. Considering pre-positioning supplies or attaching additional sustainment capabilities to subordinate forces. Modifying the COA or plan. Based on the logistics estimate, the sustainment planners develop support plans. The overall sustainment plan is briefly described in the concept of support. The concept of support provides all commanders and staffs a general understanding of the commander's priorities and how the operation will be logistically supported. Detailed sustainment plans are outlined in Annex F, Sustainment, to the MEB OPORD, or as part of a fragmentary order. The S4 and executive officer closely monitor the implementation of the sustainment plan. They adjust sustainment operations or shift resources to account for changing situations or changes in priorities, such as shifting the main effort or to replace lost sustainment capabilities. The MEB staff plans for the sustainment of a frequently changing task organization with augmentation from other unified action partners. Attachments to the MEB should arrive with their appropriate sustainment capability. When a company, team, or detachment is attached to the MEB, the S4 integrates their sustainment into the MEB support system. The attachment orders must clearly state who will provide medical, maintenance, and recovery services and provide support for Class 3, 5, and 9 supplies. When receiving attachments, sustainment planners require some basic information from the sending unit S4 to anticipate how to develop a synchronized concept of support. When the unit is detached, the MEB assists forwarding any on-hand supplies or equipment to the gaining unit. Some considerations include the following: the number and type of vehicles, personnel by specialty, and weapon systems and their current status, organic medical and maintenance capabilities, when the attachment is effective and for how long, what support assets are coming with each attachment to the MEB, when and where link-up will occur, and who is responsible for link-up. Logistics elements. Logistics is primarily the responsibility of the MEB S4 and is provided primarily by the MEB Organic HSC, or requested through the support battalion providing sustainment to the support area. Logistics elements include maintenance, transportation, supply, field services, distribution, operational contract support, and general engineering. General engineering is primarily planned by the S3 staff and is not discussed in this chapter. Field services will be discussed further and include mortuary affairs, shower and laundry capabilities, field feeding and water purification. Operational contract support is discussed in greater detail because much of this information is new or emerging doctrine. Maintenance. How maintenance is accomplished in the MEB is dependent on the individual unit capabilities. Most units, either organic or attached to the MEB, have some organic field maintenance capabilities. The HSC, Maintenance Support Platoon, provides field maintenance for organic MEB units and supplemental field maintenance support to other units attached as required. If the echelon of maintenance required is outside the MEB capability, the MEB S4 section will coordinate with the Echelon Sustainment Brigade for support. Note: planners need to coordinate for tactical combat force maintenance support to accompany the unit when assigned to a MEB. The MEB does not have maintainers with the proper skills or tools to support main weapons systems, tanks, armored personnel carriers, or striker vehicles. Transportation. The MEB HSC and Signal Company have 100% mobility of their TOE equipment and supplies in a single lift using organic equipment. If MEB assigned and attached units require additional lift support, they will request it through channels to the MEB S4. Supply. Supply is the process by which required materials and equipment are made available to supported units to help them accomplish the mission. This process includes all classes of supply, to include Class 8. MEB resupply to subordinate elements is coordinated through the S4 sections. Supplies are provided through the distribution processes established below. Field services. Field services maintain combat strength of the force by providing for its basic needs and promoting its health, welfare, morale, and endurance. Field services provide life support functions. ATP 4-42 has additional information on field services. Field services include shower and laundry. There is no organic laundry or shower capability in the MEB. Support must be coordinated by S4 with a sustainment brigade in general support of the MEB. Field feeding. With the exception of a tactical combat force, units typically assigned to a MEB do not have organic field feeding support. The MEB S4 will need to coordinate field feeding support and Class 1 supplies with a supporting sustainment command. Water. The MEB has limited organic capability to produce, store, and transport purified water to meet the MEB support requirements. The MEB S4 will coordinate with a support sustainment brigade or command for water support requirements. Mortuary affairs. The MEB is dependent on its supported command for processing and evacuating remains. Internal to the MEB, handling teams are pre-designated at the unit level. It is the unit responsibility to evacuate remains to the mortuary affairs collection point. Medical. The MEB is dependent on the medical brigade support for all Army health system support above Role 1 medical treatment. Distribution. Distribution is the primary means to prolong endurance. Distribution is the operational process of synchronizing all elements of the logistics system to deliver the right things to the right place at the right time to support the geographic combatant commander, JP-4O. The MEB is typically co-located with a division sustainment brigade or division sustainment support battalion. The MEB S4 will coordinate with a supporting sustainment unit for Class 1, 2, 3, 3P, 4, 5, 7, and 9. Supplies and with a medical brigade for Class 8 supplies. There are two standard methods of supply conducted in an operational environment, supply point distribution and unit distribution. The MEB can use either method when supplying subordinate units. Supply point distribution. Supply point distribution requires a supported unit to move to a supply point to pick up supplies. The supply point issues materiel to the supported unit that transports their supplies back to the unit with organic transportation. Supply points include supply support activities for all supply classes. Unit distribution. When unit distribution is used, the supported unit receives supplies in its area. The logistics release point established by the supported unit may be any place on the ground where unit vehicles pick up supplies and then take them forward to their unit. Normally, the MEB uses the supply point distribution method from the supporting sustainment brigade or a combat sustainment support battalion. If the MEB S4 determines that the unit distribution method is required, it coordinates with a supporting sustainment unit to distribute among all the bases in the base cluster, MET-TC dependent, or those MEB subordinate units would travel to an established supply distribution point to pick up supplies. The MEB would not establish supply points for its subordinate units unless a high degree of control was required. See ATP 4-42 for additional information on the two methods of supply for an operational environment. Operational contract support. The Army has consolidated its theater support contracting capabilities into separate table of organization and equipment units. These units include the contracting support brigades and contracting battalions. Operational contract support is the process of planning for and obtaining supplies, services, and construction from commercial sources in support of combatant commander-directed operations. The Contracting Support Brigade and its subordinate unit primary missions include providing theater support contracting capabilities to deployed R4 and to other military forces, governmental agencies, and/or non-governmental agencies as directed. Assisting Theater Army and R4 staffs in developing operational contract support plans, Annex W of the O-Plan. These plans will include mission-specific contracting and contractor-specific integration, synchronization, and management information. Coordinating the execution of planned theater support contracts and coordination with a supporting Army Field Support Battalion. The contracting support brigades are regionally aligned to a specific theater army. When deployed, the contracting support brigade has a direct support relationship with the R4 commander in the operational area and executes its contracting mission under the direction and contracting authority of the Army Contracting Command. The R4 commander may further delegate this direct support relationship per MET TC factors. Theater support contracting actions in support to the MEB will be executed in a general support manner. Contracting is a key source of support for deployed armed forces in unified land operations. Because of the importance and unique challenges of operational contract support, the MEB commander and staff need to fully understand their role in planning and managing contracted support in the AO. Current doctrine describes three broad types of contracted support: theater support, external support, and systems support. Theater support contracts. Theater support contracts are contracts awarded by contingency contracting officers deployed to the operational area. They provide the ability to rapidly contract for logistics support within a theater of operations. Theater support contractors acquire goods, services, and minor construction support, usually from local commercial sources, to meet the immediate needs of operational commanders. Theater support contracts are the type of contract typically associated with contingency contracting. MEBs often require activity for theater support contract support actions related to both internal and external missions. Theater support contracts in support of MEB missions are normally executed on a regionally aligned basis. External support contracts. External support contracts provide a variety of mission support to deployed forces. External support contracts may be prearranged contracts or contracts awarded during the contingency itself to support the mission and may include a mix of U.S. citizens, third country nationals, and local national subcontractor employees. The largest and most commonly used external support contract is Logistics Civil Augmentation Program. This Army program is commonly used to provide life support, transportation support, and other supporting functions to deployed R4 and other elements of the joint force. In most operations, the MEB is a supported unit, but not the requiring activity when it comes to Logistics Civil Augmentation Program support. Systems support contracts. Systems support contracts are prearranged contracts awarded by and funded by acquisition program executive officers and project/product management officers. These contracts provide technical support, maintenance support, and, in some cases, Class 9 support for a variety of non-type classified and selected other Army weapon and support systems. System contractors, made up of U.S. citizens, provide support in garrison and may deploy with the force to both training and real-world operations. They may provide either temporary support during the initial fielding of a system, called interim contracted support, or long-term support for selected materiel systems, often referred to as contractor logistics support. The MEB does not normally play a significant role in planning or coordinating system support contracts, other than coordinating and executing support of system support contract-related personnel. For the MEB, the major challenge is ensuring that operational contract support actions are properly incorporated and synchronized with the overall MEB support effort. The MEB S4 and resource management staff will be trained on their roles in the operational contract support planning and execution process, as described below. Contract management. The MEB will nominate a contracting officer representative, sometimes referred to as contract officer technical representative, for every service contract, and a receiving official for all supply contracts. Quality Contracting Officer Representative, approved by the supporting contracting office, and receiving official support is key to ensuring that contractors provide the service or item according to the contract. The MEB must also manage funding for each contract and request funds in advance of the depletion of current funds, or all contract work will stop until adequate funds are available. Contract closeout. The MEB is responsible for completing receiving reports, certifying that contracted goods or services were received by the Army, and submitting the receiving report to the contracting officer so the contract can be closed out and the contractor paid. For more information on operational contract support, see ATP 4-10. Personnel Services. Personnel Services complement logistics by planning for and coordinating efforts that provide and sustain personnel. Personnel Services are an integral part of unit readiness. The MEB S1 is the staff officer responsible for personnel services. MEB capabilities include human resources support, financial management, legal support, and religious support. Human Resources Support Section. Human resources support is an important component of sustainment. The MEB S1 is responsible for providing or coordinating the operational and tactical level human resources support that sustains the combat potential of the force and the morale and welfare of soldiers. Human resources support is also found at the sustainment brigade level on a general support or an area basis. They provide human resources companies, which can provide planning and coordination for human resources operations and liaison and technical support to their customers and supported units. The MEB S1 section serves as a conduit between subordinate units and the higher echelon human resources organization. Because of distances and communications capabilities, all reports are submitted through the MEB S1 for forwarding to the appropriate agency. Initial personnel data is submitted by subordinate and attached units of the MEB by using digital technology. The MEB S1 also provides information to subordinate units on the status of evacuated/hospitalized personnel and adjusts personnel requirements accordingly. Human resources support includes personnel accountability, strength reporting, personnel information management, personnel readiness management, casualty operations management, essential personnel services, personnel support, postal operations, and morale welfare and recreation and community support. Personnel accountability. The Brigade S1 is responsible for coordinating and managing personnel accountability in the MEB. Personnel accountability is the process for recording by-name data on soldiers when they arrive at and depart from the command. Strength reporting. Replacement companies under command and control of replacement battalions at theater or corps level receive, support, and process replacements. They coordinate movement with the appropriate movement control element. The Division Replacement Section coordinates with the Assistant Chief of Staff, Logistics, and Higher Headquarters Transportation Officer for movement to the Brigade Support Area. The MEB S1 processes and assigns replacements to battalions. The Battalion S1 further assigns replacements to the company level. Personnel Information Management. Personnel information management encompasses the collection, processing, storage, display, and dissemination of information about soldiers, units, and civilians. Personnel information management is controlled by the Brigade S1 through the Battalion S1s within the command. Personnel Readiness Management. The purpose of the Personnel Readiness Management System is to distribute soldiers to units based on documented requirements or authorizations to maximize mission preparedness and provide the manpower needed. Personnel accounting is the system for recording by-name data on soldiers when they arrive at and depart from units when their duty status changes, such as from duty to hospital, and when their grade changes. Strength reporting is a numerical end product of the accounting process. It starts with strength-related transactions submitted at unit level and ends with a database update through all echelons to the total Army personnel database. Personnel readiness managers, casualty managers, and replacement managers utilize a personnel information database when performing their missions. Casualty operations management. The casualty reporting system is a by-name personnel accounting system that begins at unit level with a person who knows that a casualty has occurred. A DA Form 1156, Casualty Feeder Card, is used to submit an initial report when a casualty incident is observed. DA Form 1156 is used to document critical information, which is forwarded to the Battalion S1 Section for submission to the Brigade S1 Section. The Brigade S1 Section prepares the initial casualty report using the Defense Casualty Information Processing System and forwards the report through the chain of command for further submission to the Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. The Medical Section or the Medical Support Company, Area Support, provides the disposition log daily to the MEB S1. Essential Personnel Services. Essential personnel operations are coordinated with subordinate commands and higher command assistant chief of staff, personnel G1. This includes providing the MEB with timely and accurate personnel services that efficiently update soldier status, readiness, and quality of life. This allows commanders to effectively manage the force, including actions supporting individual career advancement and development, proper identification documents for security and benefits entitlements, and recognition of achievements and service. See FM40. Personnel support. Personnel support encompasses command interest/human interest programs and retention functions. Personnel support also includes substance abuse and prevention programs, enhances unit cohesion, and sustains the morale of the force. FM40. Postal operations. The Brigade S1 is responsible for coordinating and providing postal operations support with subordinate units of the brigade. The MEB has no dedicated postal support capability and must perform this function with on-hand assets. The Military Postal Service serves as an extension of the United States Postal Service. Therefore, services are regulated by public law and federal regulation. Postal operation requires significant logistics and planning for transportation and mail handling. See FM40. Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. The Brigade S1 coordinates morale, welfare, and recreation support with subordinate commands in the MEB. This includes providing soldiers and other authorized personnel with recreation and fitness activities, goods, and services. Financial management. The MEB has no special financial management capability. The MEB S3 coordinates for support from mobile financial management teams. Financial management organizations provide support to MEB units and individual soldiers on an area basis. During deployments, mobile teams from core-level financial management organizations provide support to forward units. Financial management support units are also found at the sustainment brigade level on a general support or an area basis. They provide financial management services to include paying and preparing certified vouchers, receiving collections, establishing financial management control processes, tracking commitments and obligations, providing vendor support and accounting, and establishing dispersing station numbers and a local depository. Legal support. The Brigade Legal Section provides and supervises legal support to MEB leaders. The Brigade Legal Section provides and coordinates all legal support for the MEB. Paralegal soldiers in the MEB and subordinate battalions provide paraprofessional and ministerial support for legal actions. The United States Army Trial Judiciary and United States Army Trial Defense Service are independent organizations that provide military judge and trial defense services to the MEB. Religious support. The MEB chaplain is the personnel staff officer responsible for implementing the commander's religious support program. The religious support mission is to assist commanders in the responsibility to provide for the free exercise of religion and to provide religious, moral, and ethical leadership to sustain a ready force of resilient and ethical soldiers and leaders. UMTs and chaplain sections, comprised of at least one chaplain and one religious affairs specialist, possess three core competencies: nurture the living, care for the wounded, and honor the dead. The religious support mission is executed through two required capabilities: providing support and advising the command. For additional information on religious support, see ATP 1-05.3, ATP 1-05.4, and FM1-05. Health Service Support Section. Health Service Support encompasses all support and services performed, provided, and arranged by the Army Health System to promote, improve, conserve, or restore the behavioral and physical well-being of Army personnel and, as directed, Unified Action Partners. Health Service Support includes the following: medical treatment, organic and area support, hospitalization, medical evacuation, including medical regulating, medical logistics, including blood management. The MEB surgeon's duties and responsibilities for health service support and force health protection may include advising the commander on the health of the MEB units, planning and coordinating for health services support and force health protection for MEB units, including but not limited to medical treatment, medical logistics, medical evacuation, hospitalization, veterinary services, dental services, combat and operational stress control, operational public health, and laboratory services. Developing and coordinating the Army Health System O-Plans to support the MEB commander's decisions, planning guidance, and intent in support of unified land operations. Recommending task organization of medical units/elements in support to MEB units to satisfy all medical mission requirements. Monitoring troop strength of medical personnel and their utilization. Evaluating and interpreting medical statistical data. Monitoring medical logistics and blood management operations in the theater. Monitoring medical regulating and patient tracking operations for MEB personnel. Determining MEB training requirements for first aid and for maintaining wellness of the command. Recommending disposition instructions for captured enemy medical supplies and equipment. Submitting to the supporting medical brigade, support, and higher headquarters surgeon. Coordinating and synchronizing health education and combat lifesaver training for the MEB. The mass casualty plan developed by the S3. Medical care of detainees and civilians in the MEB operations area. The treatment of sick, injured, or wounded soldiers. Performing medical evacuation, including the use of both of the Army's dedicated medical evacuation platforms, air and ground. Coordinating medical logistics, including Class 8 resupply, blood management, and medical maintenance. Creating health-related reports and battlefield statistics. Collecting and analyzing operational data for on-the-spot adjustments in the medical support structure and for use in post-operations combat and materiel development studies. Brigade Surgeon Section. The Brigade Surgeon Section assists the surgeon with the responsibilities listed above. The Brigade Surgeon Section monitors and tracks operations with medical communications for combat casualty care for applicable automated systems and provides updated information to the surgeon and the ESPO chief for building health service support and force health protection capabilities to meet the MEB medical requirements identified by the surgeon. Other functions include planning for the Army Health System support for the MEB units, identifying and coordinating through the division surgeon section and as authorized directly with medical brigade elements to support the requirements of the MEB, coordinating and managing medical evacuation and treatment capabilities, coordinating and managing Class 8 resupply capabilities, and ensuring that medical support is integrated and synchronized with the MEB operational support plan. The Brigade Surgeon Section is normally staffed with medical operations officers and a medical operations non-commissioned officer. The primary function of this Brigade Surgeon Section is medical planning to ensure that adequate Army Health System support is available and provided in a timely and efficient manner for the MEB and its attached units. This Brigade Surgeon Section coordinates with the Division Surgeon Section and, as authorized, with a medical brigade for the placement and support requirements of medical units and elements located in the MEB operations area. The medical treatment team is assigned to the Brigade Surgeon Section and supports the MEB headquarters. The team provides Role 1 Army Health System support for MEB headquarters personnel. The medical treatment leader is a physician assistant and works under the supervision of the MEB surgeon. Medical evacuation. Medical evacuation provides en route care and emergency medical care. En route medical care enhances the soldier's prognosis, reduces long-term disability, and provides a vital linkage between the roles of care necessary to sustain the patient during transport. Most units assigned/attached to the MEB have organic ground evacuation capability. The MEB sustainment medical operations officer should coordinate medical evacuation for those units assigned or attached to the MEB that does not have an organic evacuation capability. Medical logistics. The MEB surgeon coordinates medical logistics support with both the supported higher echelon surgeon and the echelons above brigade, medical brigade providing general support to the AO. This includes planning and executing all Class 8 supply support, contract support, medical hazardous waste disposal, and distribution of medical gases. Force health protection. The MEB surgeon's duties and responsibilities for force health protection may include identifying potential medical-related commander's critical information requirements, PIR, and friendly force information requirements as they pertain to the health threat, ensuring that they are incorporated into the command's intelligence requirements, coordinating for veterinary support for food safety, animal care, and veterinary services to include zoonotic diseases transmissible to man, planning for and implementing force health protection operations to counter health threats, planning for and accomplishing redeployment and post-deployment health assessments, establishing and executing a medical surveillance program, establishing and executing an occupational and environmental health surveillance program, recommending combat and operational stress control, behavioral health, and substance abuse control programs, ensuring that general threat, health threat, and medical intelligence considerations are integrated into Army Health System support OPLANs and orders, advising MEB commanders on force health protection seaburn defensive actions, such as immunizations, use of chemoprophylaxis, pretreatments, and barrier creams, maintaining situational understanding by coordinating for current force health protection information with surgeon staffs of the next higher, adjacent, and subordinate headquarters, coordinating and synchronizing combat and operational stress control programs with the division surgeon section and supporting medical brigade, operational public health services to include identification of health threats, preventive dentistry support programs for the prevention of cavities and gum disease, supportive area medical laboratories to include the identification of biological and chemical environmental hazards, as required. Preventive medicine personnel provide operational public health support for the identification of endemic and emerging diseases and for employment of the countermeasures required to address health threats in the brigade area. Effective and timely force health protection measures are essential for sustaining combat power during continuous operations. The MEB first line of protection is the use of operational public health measures and unit field sanitation teams to protect against food, water, and vector-borne diseases and environmental injuries. Coordination with supporting veterinary teams is also required for food safety and quality assurance surveillance and for assisting in foodborne and zoonotic disease surveillance and control. For additional support, MEB subordinate units coordinate through their medical treatment team or the brigade surgeon section for operational public health preventive medicine. Personnel from the medical brigade support provide operational public health, provide advice and consultation in the areas of disease and non-battle injury, environmental sanitation, epidemiology, entomology, medical surveillance, limited sanitary engineering services, and pest management. The mental health section provides training and advice in the control of stressors and the promotion of positive combat and operational stress behaviors. The mental health element provides early identification, handling, and management of misconduct stress behavior. The section also assists and counsels personnel with personal, behavioral, or psychological problems and may refer suspected neuropsychiatric cases for evaluation. These programs are designed to maximize the return to duty rate by identifying combat stress reactions and providing rest/restoration within or near the soldier's unit area. See FM 4-02 for additional information.